You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
All errors from the last 20 months need to be exposed. She wants to remove any rules that prevent the EPA from warning people about potential hazards. When it comes to things that carry a risk of head injury, high-impact sports such as football or hockey often come to mind. But Dr. Andrew Russman with the Cleveland Clinic says doctors are learning that milder impact sports, such as soccer, also carry a degree of risk for head injuries.
We're just learning more about what are the long-term impacts of repetitive heading of the ball and how we can reduce concussions further that occur not only in soccer, but in collision sports such as football or in ice hockey.
U.S. Soccer recently introduced a program called Recognize to Recover in an effort to reduce player injuries and promote safe play. With this new program, information about head injuries and new guidelines regarding concussions will be provided to soccer coaches, players, parents, and referees. New rules prohibit heading of the ball for children under age 10 and limit heading to practices and only for children between ages 11 and 13. Dr. Andrew Russman with the Cleveland Clinic says that sports safety rules are important not only for the participants, but for the betterment of the sport as well.
I think you can create requirements and penalties, but really there has to be an understanding.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
All-time low of murders. We're at an all-time high of gun ownership, right? I'm not necessarily saying that the two are correlated, but what I'm saying is that we're at an all-time low for murder rate. That's a big deal. And yet I think most of us in this country feel like it could happen at any moment.
Kyle further cast doubt on Obama's notion that background checks would prevent mass murders. I'm Russ Jones.
Powered by WesternJournalism.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ah, the beginning of a new year started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values with 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10. Limit 2 offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
A German automaker is working to cut down on road rage. Randy Fuller has the story.
There's a lot of talk about driverless cars lately, but one automaker is trying to smooth out the stress in cars that do still have drivers behind the wheel. The new Audi Fit Driver system will let a car monitor the driver's vital signs. The car can keep track of breathing rates and traffic conditions. If a driver gets too stressed, the car can give a seat massage or change the temperature. It can even tell the driver to pull over and relax for a bit. The system is currently only available in Germany. I'm Randy Fuller.
New research shows there may be a link between the age when a woman enters menopause and whether she develops depression. Dr. Holly Thacker with the Cleveland Clinic says that menopause itself doesn't pose a risk for depression, but its hormonal fluctuations can increase the risk for someone who is already vulnerable to depression.
In menopause, women's estrogen levels drop. And since estrogen acts like an MAO inhibitor and helps boost some of the serotonin levels in the brain, people who already have low levels are going to potentially have lower levels.
Researchers determine the longer a woman's reproductive years last or the later she begins menopause, the less her chances are for developing depression in later years. According to the study, a likely reason for this is due to a longer exposure to estrogens that work as sort of an antidepressant. Dr. Holly Thacker with the Cleveland Clinic says there are benefits to having a late menopause.
I think that it's good for those women who have a late menopause because those folks are going to do better in general.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with mostly cloudy skies, a high near 44. Easterly winds will be between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of rain, mainly after 1 a.m., cloudy with a low around 33, and calm winds becoming northeasterly around 5 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Saturday, a chance of showers again, cloudy skies, and a high near 46 with calm winds. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Saturday evening, rain mainly after 1 a.m. The rain could be heavy at times, and the low will be around 43 degrees. Easterly winds will be between 5 and 14 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 90%. On Sunday, rain, mainly before 10 a.m., then a chance of showers after 1 p.m. The rain could be heavy at times. High, near 58 degrees, and easterly winds around 15 miles per hour will become southwesterly in the afternoon, and the chance of precipitation is 90%. Sunday evening, partly cloudy skies and a low around 29. Monday, start your work week off with sunny skies and a high near 31, going down overnight to a low around 21 degrees.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And good morning to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show. And I am really thrilled to be back because we've had a few weeks where we've been off given the holidays, and it's 2016. And that always sounds strange to me whenever we have a new year, and particularly after it hit 2000. Wow. For those of us who grew up in the 1900s, 2000 just seems so space age, but that's all relative too, because even for baby boomers who are responsible, I would like to point out to the millennials for the era of technology. Technology has just become a matter of every day. You know, we are on our cell phones, we are on our laptops, we are now on our internet phone watches, which somebody who works at Helpline has, and it's amazing to me. I'd like it to be a bit more stylish, if I might add. So if anybody's listening from Apple, it's time that you made it elegant. But other than that, it certainly seems incredibly functional. So really, we just live with new things every day. It's amazing. And 2016, I'm sure, is going to show us new smartphones, new technology in so many different ways. Whether you've got a PC, a Mac, it's just absolutely amazing. I have a son in film, and when he talks about what they're doing in film, he can't even buy new equipment because it changes so rapidly, so he rents. He'll buy the software, but the equipment itself is ever-changing. So no matter what field you're in, technology is huge. And one of the reasons I'm bringing it up is because, of course, Hunter and Helpline has a seniors and persons with disabilities division. We offer seniors a variety of different free programs and services, including telephone reassurance, friendly visitor. Our new Choices for Seniors edition came out this year. It's a directory for elders and their caregivers. It's a great publication. If you didn't see edition one, you certainly need to pick up a copy of edition two and see what's in there. It's pretty robust in terms of the information regarding seniors. So how do seniors and technology fit together? Well, I will tell you. First of all, right here in Hunterdon County, the population of seniors is growing rapidly. And really, that is no different from the rest of the country as all of the baby boomers start to enter the aging field, if you will. Very, very important. And we acknowledge that all these people are becoming of age, if you will, 60 and older. And so how do we connect them to the services and programs they need? Well, you know, this population, at least the young baby boomers, again, have grown up with technology. The Steve Jobs, the Gates, trying to think of all the incredible people who have given us so many different things, from, you know, MySpace to Facebook to now Twitter, etc. It's been a evolution. And so many of our seniors are already used to cell phones when they turn 60 or even 65. They're already used to working on a PC or a Mac because they're still working. Many people haven't even retired yet. So it's a totally different demographic group. But we also have seniors who are, particularly in our program, in their late 80s, in their even their late 90s. And so they may have missed the boat a little bit in terms of the technology and the opportunities that are available to them via technology. So I do want to talk a little bit about that, because Hunterdon Helpline is trying to start a new program that connects seniors with technology, because it is so important in today's everyday routine to be able to connect to people. When you think about it, those of us who have children, how often do we actually speak to them versus text them? We know our kids are texting with each other, rarely picking up the phone. Whereas when I was a kid their age, it was, oh, please, can I have my own phone? Can I have my own phone? And I'm talking landline, you know, that princess phone in your bedroom for a girl. Gosh, you know, Barbie had one. So it was part of the culture back then to bug your parents to get a landline in your bedroom. Now it's the cell phone. And the way of communication is really not through the voice, but through the text. So even when seniors are trying to communicate, say, with their grandkids, are their grandkids going to pick up the phone? Probably not. I've been told by my children, don't leave a voicemail. It irritates them. Text, whatever, or don't do anything. If they don't answer the phone, hang up. They see already that I tried to call them, and they don't want to have to open up their voicemail. So there's a routine involved. There's a certain set of procedures that we all have to follow from generation to generation. And to connect our seniors to their loved ones, to their community, you cannot leave out technology. It's huge. It's very, very important. And we try to give our seniors, even those who, like I said, are 70s, 80s, and so forth, this technology. We may present them with an iPad for the holidays, but do we instruct them on how to use that iPad? Well, we give them the cell phone, which is so important just for emergency services. Do we instruct them on that? Many of our telephone reassurance folks have cell phones, but they don't know how to charge them. They don't know how to listen to a voicemail. They don't even know that they have voicemail. And this isn't because they're unable to navigate this technology. It's truly because they haven't been instructed. And why do I know this? Because I actually did a research paper on it through a class of mine at Rutgers, and my cohorts and I surveyed seniors both in Hunterdon and Somerset counties, and it was pretty amazing, the results. So you're going to stay tuned because you want to hear those results right after these few messages.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station on the internet. Great idea. It's been going strong, and great information from all my fellow radio hosts 7 days a week. It's awesome. Who is Hunterdon Helpline? Well, we're 47 years old. We're your first call for help in Hunterdon County, and you can call us for anything, day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and even on holidays. What can you ask us about? support for seniors, persons with disabilities, support for children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, how to navigate community information, how to navigate community services and programs, and who are the organizations that are best suited for the problem that you are experiencing. Suicide prevention, compassionate listening. After hours for Somerset and Hunterdon County, we take over for your social services needs when they close their door. And we also have a direct line to the bus drivers of the Link when the Link dispatch office closes. So a wide variety of things we've been doing over the last 47 years. And as I mentioned before the break, Seniors and Persons with Disabilities is one of our divisions, as well as a work and activity program, a literacy services program, and so much more. You can find out more by visiting us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. www.helplinehc.org. And if you need our services, don't hesitate to call 908-735-HELP. That's 908-735-4357, or H-E-L-P for help. If you need the 1-800 number, it's 1-800-272-4630. And we do have a community translation center of people who can talk to you in a variety of different languages. So again, don't let that be an impediment to reaching out for the help that you need. Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help, 908-782-4357. So we've been talking about seniors and technology, and I mentioned a research paper that I did regarding seniors and technology. The people who worked on the paper with me, we surveyed people in Hunterdon and Somerset counties, seniors over the age of 60, to find out, are they connected with technology first and foremost, and are they able to use it, and what are the impediments to using that technology? One of the things Hunterdon Helpline learned through its telephone reassurance program and Superstorm Sandy was that many of the seniors were connected to landlines. So when Superstorm Sandy was so gracious as to whip her way through this area, we found that some of our seniors in remote areas lost their landlines, as did most of us. But many of us had the cell phones. And if you remember Sandy, you remember that everybody was looking for ways to hook up their cell phones, that is, and get charged if they lost power in their own homes. We're lucky at Hunterdon Helpline, our office has a generator, and so we had people coming in to our offices to get charged, and as well as do some daily functions, if you will. So seniors at that point in time, and our clients through the telephone reassurance program, which calls seniors on a daily basis, sometimes once or several times, anywhere from a social chat or a reminder about meds, just to make sure that they are alive and well, were on landlines at the time. Since then, I'm happy to say that they and their loved ones realized that a landline isn't always the best course of action during an emergency. And so more and more of our seniors actually do have cell phones. So we were glad to hear that, because we started a program called CELS, which is Cell Phones for Emergency Linkage to Seniors. We have some cell phones where if somebody's in a remote area and for some reason, whether it be a storm or what have you, their landline goes out, we can supply them with a cell phone so that they can stay in contact with emergency services in the community. Great idea. But we also realized that once the seniors started realizing it themselves and getting the cell phones, instruction was huge, absolutely huge. Because somebody can give me, case in point, we get that new TV. Yes, it's more user-friendly than in the past, but How do you put it together? How do you get it hooked up to satellite? How do you get it hooked up so that you can have, you know, Netflix and internet opportunities coming through that? You have to be taught. And more, you don't even get a manual anymore with technology. You have to go online to find it. So if you're giving somebody a cell phone, don't walk away is the end result. Don't walk away. According to the Pew Research Center, more and more seniors are being connected, both through computers and tablets, and are utilizing social media outlets like Facebook. But again, it's about instruction. So, we did this survey, and we did find that more people had cell phones than in the past. More people realized that, particularly in an emergency, cell phones were key. If they kept them charged, obviously. I mean, you know, everything has its pros and cons. But we also found that when they first got the cell phone, it was charged, it was great, and the next thing you know, they're going back to the landline because now the cell phone is not charged, or they forgot how to use it, or their phone numbers weren't put in to it, and they just went back, as we all are creatures of habit, to the same old, same old. That was the biggest problem. We have seniors who have iPads, would love to use them, but other than turning them on, they have no clue how to use it, how to get on the internet, what are the functions, how do they play Scrabble? I mean, you know, there's some entertainment value, obviously, we all know through this. One of the parts of the research that I conducted to see if seniors were connected was to sit in different areas where seniors do go, and also wanted to know if income had anything to do with it. So I spent several hours sitting in the Flemington Food Pantry, and I spent several hours sitting in Fisherman's Mark Food Pantry to see the use of technology with people who are over 60. And that was an eye-opener, because while many of our seniors don't know how to use their cell phone or to charge it or what have you, many of them are using it for the entertainment value, games. I saw more seniors sitting there with a partner playing games on their cell phone. That was huge. One gentleman came in who was so technologically astute, he sat there waiting not only with a tablet, but a PC and his phone. So he apparently could instruct me. Was definitely savvy. So what do we do? One of the things that we found out is instruct. It's not that anybody's incapable of it. It's not that they don't want to do it. More and more of our seniors know that if they want to see photos of their grandchildren on a regular basis, where do they go? Facebook. But how do they get on Facebook? How do they navigate Facebook? How do they put a photograph up on Facebook? I also conducted research at the Senior Center here in Hunterdon County, and the seniors there told me that it was impossible to communicate with their family unless they were on a cell phone, unless they were communicating through social media such as Facebook. Very interesting how communication has changed, and some of them were fine with it, some of them were unhappy about it, but they all agreed it was a fact of life and that they better get with the program. So how do they do that? Well, we're lucky that we do have some opportunities for senior education in technology. Certainly the Senior Center has a fabulous computer lab and computer instruction. I went in there, definitely interviewed some of those folks. And these are people who can get out of the house. They can access those kinds of opportunities. But what about the folks that cannot? So a couple of things we're going to talk about. Let's just talk about some of the do's at this point to remember with connecting seniors to technology. First of all, I keep talking about that gift of a laptop, cell phone, or tablet. You must include directions and instructions. Again, so many of our devices don't even come with instructions anymore because they're saving paper and they are driving down their costs to produce that. Okay, well, that sounds great. What does that mean? You go home with a new phone, and if you want to learn how to use it, you have to get on the internet. Come home with a new laptop, whatever. It's the same thing. You already have to know where to find the instructions. So that's, if you just hand off something to someone who is first learning how to use the tablet, they're not going to know, oh, I now have to get on the internet to learn how to use the tablet. So remember, it's useless without those instructions. Invest in the time to sit down with the person who you gave the gift to and truly get them started. You don't have to come back for a 10-week program, but do get them started. The other thing is, say you give a cell phone, set up the emergency contacts, because truly, I look at a cell phone, particularly with our older populations, as an emergency service. It's a lifeline, an absolute lifeline. What does that mean? It's the same as the device you put around your neck and you've fallen, and I know it's the cliche now, and you can't get up. It's an emergency contact. How do you use the cell phone so it's an emergency? Set up those emergency contacts on the phone for your loved one. Make sure that those numbers are in there so that they can speed dial, okay? Or at least go to the person's name and say, and press that and call them. Get those numbers in there ahead of time. Very important. I'm going to come back with a few more points. I'm hoping I'm keeping you interested to learn more about this. Again, this is something that we all face every day. We all have loved ones who are aging and hopefully aging in place through the use of technology, which can assist with that. So I will be right back after these few messages.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
I think it's useful to keep in mind I've been now president for over 7 years, and gun sales don't seem to have suffered during that time.
President Obama is pushing his case for a more aggressive response to gun violence. In a CNN town hall meeting at George Mason University, Obama insisted that he's not trying to take anyone's guns away.
What I've said consistently is I respect the Second Amendment.
The president took a series of executive actions this week and aimed at curbing gun violence. Republican candidate Donald Trump says he'll do away with gun-free zones if elected president. Donald Trump told a rally in Burlington, Vermont last night that on his first day in office, he'll eliminate gun-free zones in schools and military bases. Two Middle Eastern refugees are under arrest for separate terrorism-related charges in Sacramento and Houston. An Iraqi-born Palestinian in Houston was charged with trying to provide material support to ISIS. A Palestinian in Sacramento who came to the U.S. as a Syrian refugee is believed to have gone back to Syria to fight with terror groups. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The fight to preserve Western civilization and Western values in America is more important than it's ever been, and that's why you'll want to be at the Western Conservative Conference in Scottsdale, Arizona on March 18th and 19th. It's the premier gathering of conservatives in the Western United States. It's the event you don't want to miss. Conservative stars from around the country will be there, including Governor Mike Huckabee.
Military is not a social experiment. The purpose of the military is kill people and break things.
America's Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
We're bringing the illegal immigration problem back to the forefront.
Keynote speaker and former presidential candidate Herman Cain.
The American dream is under attack.
But the good news is we are fighting back.
For more information, go to westernconservative.org. Register now for March 18th and 19th. Sign up for early bird pricing and see the confirmed list of speakers and sponsors. Get involved with the fight for our future at westernconservative.org.
The weather forecast for Hunterdon County, mostly cloudy skies today and a high near 44. Easterly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Tonight a chance of rain mainly after 1 a.m. and cloudy skies with a low around 33. Calm winds becoming northeasterly around 5 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. On Saturday, a chance of showers again with cloudy skies and a high near 46, calm winds, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Saturday evening, rain mainly after 1 a.m. The rain could be heavy at times, lows around 43 degrees, and easterly winds between 5 and 14 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 90%. On Sunday, we'll have rain mainly before 10 a.m., then a chance of showers after 1 p.m. The rain could be heavy at times, and the high will be near 58. Easterly winds will be around 15 miles per hour, becoming southwesterly in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 90%. On Sunday evening, partly cloudy skies, with a low around 29 degrees, and then Monday starts with sunny skies and a high near 35, plummeting to mostly clear skies overnight and a low around 21. You're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline. And we have been talking about seniors and technology, how to hook up your senior with technology, and how, or yourself if you're a senior and you're decided that you're tired of being on the outside looking in when everybody is communicating via smartphones and laptops and tablets and social media. How do we get connected? So I was giving a couple of pointers out before the break, starting with if you give a gift of a laptop, cell phone, or tablet, it's useless without instructions. Spend a few hours with that person showing them how to use it, how to navigate the sites. You know, there's a great expression, I can't remember it word for word, but the when you teach someone something, you learn more. So you'd be surprised that spending, you know, a few hours with somebody instructing them on technology might bring up a whole new set of ways of doing things for yourself. I also said if you're giving a cell phone, don't leave it in the hands of someone who is not savvy about cell phones. Set up the emergency contacts because first and foremost, cell phones have become an emergency service. It connects us in emergencies and certainly for our seniors and people who are aging in place so that they are not in a facility, they don't have round-the-clock care. That is a huge emergency service. So don't just hand off the cell phone. Put in the emergency contacts. Put in the phone numbers of all the loved ones. So it's easy to call up, click on, and start talking. So a couple more pointers that I didn't mention before the break. Set up social media accounts for your loved one. Facebook, Skype, all of these things really connect people more so than ever before. And it's just an amazing thing. I mean, just think about it. Somebody who is living on the East Coast can talk face to face with somebody on the West Coast. When my kids studied abroad, I could see them. That's amazing. I could see them. I could see if they were healthy. I could see if they needed a haircut, all of those things, because communicating face-to-face is huge. And now you can communicate face-to-face without being in the same room. That is incredible. So set up your social media sites for your loved one or for the senior that you're working with. Get them established so that they can dive right in. There's nothing more frustrating than to want to do something and just keep hitting the roadblocks because you don't know how to do it. It's not easy setting up Facebook. It's not easy navigating Skype and doing all those things. So very, very, very important that we do this for somebody who can't navigate it. This is not the important part. Instructing them how to set up these accounts is not the important part. Getting them started is, and getting them active on the sites is what's important. So set up the accounts. Those of you who have Facebook already, who know how to Skype, who can do a Google Hangout. You know how to do it, and you can do it within minutes. So, again, don't walk out. Leave the cell phone, the tablet, the PC, whatever. Set them up with those programs so that they can access them immediately. Also, if, you know, seniors today are people are playing tennis at 75, 80 years old, okay? They're going to the senior center. They're ambulatory. They are not sitting at home for the most part. There, for those people, there are programs and services that they can access. Find out about them. Go to your senior centers. Look and see if they do have a computer lab, if they do have computer instruction. Like I mentioned before, Hunterdon County Senior Center is incredible with programs like this, and their computer lab is awesome, absolutely awesome. So find out about them. Or, you know, if the person is not able to travel by themselves, take them. It's a wonderful outing. You sit together in the computer lab. They learn. You learn. You can, you know, ask for advanced instruction. It's a great way of bonding, and it's a great way of finding out what other programs and services there are. So there are things like that being offered all the time. So now I'm going to segue, because I've talked to you about the research that I've conducted and the Pew Research Center research. And so now we're at the place where, how do we connect? So Hunterdon Helpline has all these different programs, but we have decided that our seniors do need to be connected with technology. Like I said, since Sandy, many of our clients do in fact have cell phones, but they cannot navigate them. So when we call to check in on them and their voicemail is full because they don't even know they have voicemail, or they don't know how to get rid of those messages or even listen to those messages, we can't get through. Well, we can't leave a message. When we tell them that there's a program, even programs online, they don't even have to go to the senior center. That people who are aging in place want to stay at home. Instead of sitting in front of the TV all day long, they could be sitting in front of their computer learning new things or just playing a game. The opportunities are vast. So we have decided that in addition to our CELS program, which was cell phones for emergency linkage to seniors, we were going to take it a step further, that it wasn't going to be just emergency opportunities anymore. It's going to be, how do we integrate technology within the routine of a senior who is, for the most part, homebound, but who could sit in front of a PC or a tablet, who could use their cell phones. So we are going to go out and visit, again, as an extension of the CELS program, our seniors, and give them instruction in their home, on their computer or their tablet, and or their cell phone, and see if we can make a difference in their lives by literally connecting them to the community, to this world of information, whether it be for entertainment reasons, emergency services, or being connected to their loved ones. And I'm very, very excited about this. Very, very excited about this. Our telephone reassurance program, and it's going to be an extension of that, is funded by Title III funds through Hunterdon County Department of Human Services, or Social Services, I should say. Also, we are so happy that the United Way has also granted us funds for this year. For telephone reassurance. And again, part of this timeline is going to be getting our seniors connected to technology. Now, some people have heard about this and have said, really, isn't that a stretch, Susan? But I will tell you once again that it is not. The research that we've done, the research that is being conducted every day proves that this is a vital part of everyone's daily life, and it enhances our lives, and it enables incredible connection and also vast array of communication opportunities. And there is a few programs already out there who are being very successful doing this. There's one in Brooklyn. It's a community services nonprofit organization that is trying to set people up with Skype so that when they call in, they not only do the telephone reassurance as we do, but they see the client face to face. We know that hospitals are setting up medical records so people can access them online. There's so much out there that's happening. We're becoming more and more paperless, and we are becoming less and less TV oriented as well for our information. I mean, my kids, when they're in school or even on the job, are more apt to watch a television program on their computer. They are less likely to buy a TV when they can get more functionality out of their computer. And more, as I said, seniors are on this wave. Again, let's remember, we are not, except for some of our clients who, again, are pushing 100, thank goodness, and they're amazing people. The baby boomers have grown up with this technology more than any other generation. There was an evolution there. You know, we started with Atari. We're not doing Xbox. Okay, look at Star Wars. Most of the people who love Star Wars and are Star Wars fanatics started out with that first movie so many years ago. And now technology, the vast difference between the first movie and the end movie. But who are these people? They're baby boomers. So it's not a stretch. It's absolutely not a stretch. However, the technology does change very, very quickly. And that's the advantage that younger generations have over the older generations, because they're in school, and when that PC goes out of date, they automatically get the new one, where the rest of us are sitting here with, you know, the same PC we had 5 years ago, and that certainly is outdated by this point. So that's really the only difference, according to what we found out with our research. So it's not a stretch, and this is very important, and it's also important to the caregivers to know that their loved ones are connected. And to be connected in today's society, technology is key. We'll be right back after these messages.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show and the executive director of Hunterdon Helpline. Going to be 47 years old this year, Hunterdon Helpline is. Can't say I am. And what's it been doing? Well, for 47 years, it's been your first call for help. And as we've been discussing this last hour about seniors and technology, have offered free programs and services to seniors. We have a work connectivity program where we match clients with employers in Hunterdon County. We have our literacy services program, which matches tutors one-on-one with adult learners who want to improve their English skills, whether they're native English speakers or non-English speakers, whose first language is something other than English. And actually, I'm proud to say that part of that program is also citizenship, in addition to getting your GED, going on to higher education, just learning how to function in the community. One of our students has just received her citizenship, and that is a direct result of her enrollment in our literacy services program and also our pilot program last year for citizenship preparation. And a shout out to her. We're going to hopefully have a little celebration for her. And also a shout out to our former literacy services coordinator, Meriden May, who conducted that program beautifully. And it was just absolutely wonderful. We had as a guest during that program County Clerk Mary Melfi, who graciously gave of her time to talk about what the county offers and how to navigate the systems and so forth. You know, Mary's just absolutely incredible and always giving, giving, giving. And that was an exciting day when she came and participated in that citizenship preparation class. So we really ended 2015 and started 2016 with some really wonderful things happening. Very proud of the work that we do at Helpline. And you should know it is your first call for help. Our First Assist program is open 24/7, 365 days of the year for whatever situation you're in, issue you're facing, need that you have. Our community resource specialists are, for the most part, homegrown. They know Hunterdon County like the back of their hands. We have 1,500 programs and services that we can connect you to in addition to our own so that you have a holistic solution to whatever problem you are experiencing. And it's truly been an amazing ride for me. I started out as a volunteer with the Friendly Visitor Program, became the volunteer program's coordinator, and now as executive director, I am amazed every single day, not only at the work that we do, but the work of our colleagues in the community who also offer free programs and services to those in need. To learn more about them, please go to givehunterdon.org. Click on their logos to find out not just what they do and how they do it, but also what they need from the community. The holidays are over, and I'm going to make a plea. We've given, I know people have written checks in December for Christmas, have participated in all the gift-giving trees for the needy and so forth and so on. We had so many different programs from the YMCA to United Way to Northwest Cap to Chabad of Hunterdon. Everyone had their different programs to offer gifts and so forth to those in need. And many people have written personal checks to help many of the organizations or people directly. My plea to you is please don't forget the work we do at the beginning of the year. Please remember that people are in need in January. People are calling us every day for so many reasons, and we need to be able to help them. So whether you give to 100 in Helpline, you give to Family Promise, any of the wonderful organizations, the food pantry, it didn't stop at the holidays. Please remember us as we start the new year. Let's start on a good foot and help those who are in need and support those who provide them with the opportunity to overcome those needs and their situation. 100 Helpline, 908-782-4357. Learn more about us on the web at www.helplinehc.org. If you are interested in participating in our program and our program bringing technology to seniors, it's called the TISH program, Technology for Seniors Who Are Homebound. Please give us a call at 908-782-4357. We are looking for equipment, laptops, tablets, cell phones. If you're willing to donate, that would be awesome. You can also donate your time if you feel that you can give some instruction. Again, this is a new program that complements now our telephone reassurance program. But hopefully if this pilot works, we can extend it further out into the community. Again, for people who cannot get out of their homes, who really cannot access the other opportunities, like I said before, the wonderful computer instruction offered by the Senior Center in Hunterdon County at Foregone Place. We want to bring people to people. We want to connect our seniors to their community. Seniors are often isolated, not just because they can't get out of the house, but again, because they cannot communicate the same way that we have all learned as we evolve in this world of technology. And so it's been proven that this would be a huge asset to seniors who are in fact homebound to be able to navigate technological devices such as a laptop, such as a tablet or a cell phone, and also social media. We know we do this every day. Just think about the person who cannot access that. And it wouldn't be so bad to say, well, you know, so what? They don't get on Facebook. Well, it is a big deal if all your loved ones are communicating through Facebook, that they no longer pick up the phone, they no longer send pictures, hard copy pictures, they are posting them on Facebook. Just think, you'd be left out if you couldn't access that. So all of our programs at Helpline, particularly for our homebound seniors, is about connection, is about allowing our seniors to age in place, but still be connected to the community. So think about it. If you're interested in the TISH program, again, please give us a call at 908-782-4357. And again, visit us on the web at www.helplinehc.org. And one last shout out. We also have the division of Hunterdon Hispanos. We will be doing Salsa Night again this year, July 16th. It's a Saturday night on Main Street in Flemington. And if you're interested in showcasing your business at Salsa Night, over 5,000 people attend. Again, please give us a call. 908-782-4357. 908-782-4357. It's always a pleasure to talk to all of you, faceless though you might be, every Friday morning between 10 and 11. Coming up next is Boomer's World. You all have a great day.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
I think it's useful to keep in mind I've been now president for over 7 years, and gun sales don't seem to have suffered during that time.
President Obama is pushing his case for a more aggressive response to gun violence. In a CNN town hall meeting at George Mason University, Obama insisted that he's not trying to take anyone's guns away.
What I've said consistently is I respect the Second Amendment.
The president took a series of executive actions this week and aimed at curbing gun violence. Republican candidate Donald Trump says he'll do away with gun-free zones if elected president. Donald Trump told a rally in Burlington, Vermont last night that on his first day in office, he'll eliminate gun-free zones in schools and military bases. Two Middle Eastern refugees are under arrest for separate terrorism-related charges in Sacramento and Houston. An Iraqi-born Palestinian in Houston was charged with trying to provide material support to ISIS. A Palestinian in Sacramento who came to the U.S. as a Syrian refugee is believed to have gone back to Syria to fight with terror groups. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ah, the beginning of a new year started off right during Rite Aid's 20-